So Mike, what does international project management mean to you?
So I would say international project management is any time you have a project that involves participants from multiple cultures, multiple countries, not necessarily sometimes multiple languages in terms of native languages to the different members. And but primarily, I think it involves bringing together people who are used to or that have experienced people coming together who have different work experiences and whose work cultures are not the same. And they come together to work on a project and are required or necessitated to overcome their unique cultural differences to achieve a common goal.
Okay, and do you enjoy it?
Absolutely. In fact, the more I do it, the more I've come to realize the importance of it. The more I've come to see that when you're able to do it well, you achieve, you really do achieve, oftentimes significant and transformational outcomes. At the same time, when you don't do it well, you can actually, it can be destructive and destroy the value of what you're trying to accomplish.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay, Stefan, what does international project management mean to you?
International project management for me is a great opportunity to meet new people, to meet new cultures, to go out and explore. I love it.
Okay, and what is the biggest challenge for you in international project management?
I think it's getting used to different cultures, understanding the little things, respecting people. I don't think there's just one thing, but it's a challenge and an opportunity.
Okay, thank you very much.
Larissa, what does international project management mean to you?
For me, it means to work with different cultures and different ways to work. We have different company cultures, for example. But I would say I really like international project management because you learn a lot about different cultures. In my case, I mainly contact with US colleagues, so I learned a lot of the coconut and the peach, the different way the American colleagues like to act, and I like to learn about language, of course. And yeah, but you always have to consider different things, like, for example, there's another time zone. So in our case, our teleconference takes part very late in the afternoon because it's then very early in the morning for our US colleagues. Yeah,
super. Thank you very much.
Ralph, what does international project management mean to you?
Yes, it's really a good question. We are not really used to use international project management in the past, and today we are faced to talk to many of our American colleagues, and because the culture is a little bit different, it's not so easy sometimes to get to results or to have both sides understanding each other. So we had to learn how to handle, for example, telephone conferences in the right way. We had to learn the right language, and it costs a lot of discipline to start with meeting minutes, follow up all this stuff. So that's my impression from international project management. Anything else missed? I don't really know.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
So, Bill, what does international project management mean to you?
Yeah, that can be a difficult question. I think for me, it means a lot of things in regards to the people aspect. It means living and learning amongst cultures, recognizing the strengths that others bring to things and perhaps some of your areas that you didn't think of as a weakness, but others do. And so it's basically building upon the abilities of each individual group, which is probably different than what you're used to. So the projects end up being often much more complex and sometimes slightly more frustrating than you'd originally planned. That can be time-wise because you're communicating across borders, for example, India with perhaps a 7 or 8 hour time change. And then the Indian way of communication being completely different than an Anglo or perhaps a German method of communication. But in the end, I think it gains from the strengths each party can bring to the project.
Thank you. So, Robert, what does international project management mean to you?
For me, it means simply running or managing a project across borders. That's what it means to me. And those borders may be cultural or they may be geopolitical. It matters not. And that's what international project management means to me.
Okay, thank you very much. Bob, what does international project management mean to you?
Well, of course, it's dealing with any kind of project where it's international, as it said in the name. But that means a whole lot of other factors come in that you don't otherwise deal with. Taxation, also potentially dealing with languages, also legal structures that you're not otherwise dealing with on a day-to-day basis. It can be, for some, quite a nightmare.
Thank you very much. Michael, what does international project management mean to you?
Some challenges, a lot of fun.
Okay.
That's probably the biggest thing. If it's project management and time pressure sometimes.
Okay.
Dealing with a lot of different people, and project management is also normally different groups, different, some commercial issues and some business issues, some technical issues, mm-hmm. and it all gets together and trying to coordinate and align things.
Okay, and this is what's the fun in project management.
Absolutely, especially international.
International project management. Yeah. And when you say challenges, can you give an example of a challenge?
Well, what we're just talking about, to combine the different cultures, for example, mm-hmm. like in my case with the US and the Japanese. So sometimes I feel like having to sell to both sides, so not only to the customer, but also internally to my colleagues.
Okay, yeah, that indeed is a challenge. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Michael.
You're welcome.
So, Wolfgang, what does international project management mean to you?
Project management on an international base for me is a lot of cross-functional work, meaning bringing people from various backgrounds with various expertises from various countries together, forming a team and tackling a project, a major task, something for a specific time period, meaning it has an end, it has a beginning, of course, and during that period, people need to accomplish in an interdisciplinary type of communication, cooperation, usually involving a lot of ingenious or type of work which is really challenging to them, something new, something different, a major project, a major task, a major something that needs to be accomplished. That's primarily international project business, as I understand it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. Yeah.